opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda was entertaining last night and was on sleeping this morning. It's bad. She wasn't sleeping, though. She was running around the house. So I said, I'll see her later today. It was a great night last night at Elements Lounge, Wind River. Super night. 530-605-4567 is our phone number right here. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Big shout out to all of our friends that were there last night. Our special friends that come every month and have a bring a bottle of wine and just celebrate the night out. It's great. You guys are great people, as are everybody else that come out there, Jim and Roberta, and so many others, Trish, and Carolyn and Teddy, and Jerry and Ed, and the Blankenships, everybody. Thanks a lot for coming out. There's a lot of other people there, Scott, and all those other people. Anyway, good morning, everybody. And Jared, here's your big chance to be somebody here, buddy.
Good morning.
Can you handle the weather there?
I think I could try to handle this. I think I can get it. Today we have a 40% chance of rain and a high of 63. Tonight we have a 90% chance of rain with a low of 50. Tomorrow we're going to have a 90% chance of rain, it's a high of 62, a low of 44. And Sunday we have a high of 51 and a low of 44 with a 100% chance of rain.
Wow. So it's 56 degrees today, big chance of rain going up to 63. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends. You know, Shasta Gas Propane, better known. I just saw Chuck the other day. We sat around and talked for a little while. You know, we're getting at that similar age group. We are the similar age group. And we all, and it's wonderful what he – this man is constantly moving, constantly coming up with new ideas for things. And we look at each other and we say, oh, what is it that people can't find jobs or find things to do around here or just start new businesses? There's just a thousand things to do. You know, we're Vietnam kind of guys, and we're getting up there, but there's so much to do. Anyway, Chuck Kinney and Judy, great people out there. Discounts for seniors and veterans, and give them a call at 365-3793. Okay. Great day today. Got lots of stuff happening. The Congressman Doug Emhoff is going to be on, and I can't wait to ask him about what he thinks about what's going on in this political race or this political. You know, you could call it a mud run. I'm going to call it a mud run. Lots of stuff going on, but we always start off with our pet of the week, and this is a first. This is a first from Spencer from Haven Humane.
Good morning.
Good morning, Spencer. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
This is a first.
This is.
It's not the first rabbit, but this is a first.
This is the first of his kind that I brought with me. So this morning I brought with me Bugs, who is a 3-year-old.
I expected more from you. I expected Simba.
No, not today. Today I brought Bugs.
Oh, yeah, but this is Simba, because it's a line-headed rabbit.
Which is, he's an awesome rabbit. He came into our shelter, he's about 3 years old, and he came in because his owners could no longer care for him. He's got this, like, rocker hairdo going on.
It's long hair. He's got long hair, like a little mane.
Just around his head.
Just around his head. I mean, it's just around his ears and everything. It's really cool. How do you not be able to take care of a rabbit? I mean, I'm just wondering.
You know, unforeseen things happen in everybody's life, so.
Well, you know, rabbits get noisy, and who knows? Who knows? It may be partying a little bit too much.
He might have been. With this kind of hairdo, I wouldn't put it past him to be a partier.
He kind of looks like Rod Stewart. He's the Rod Stewart of rabbits. If you can, okay, now we can bring it back now. Who else? Who else has got hair like that? Maybe a little more contemporary, but kind of curly and out there. Okay. How do you get this? Is this rabbit fixed?
This rabbit is fixed.
He's fixed.
He is neutered. He's even microchipped. He had an exam by our vet. He is ready for a new forever home today where he can go and rock out with his new family.
How long do rabbits live?
Rabbits live to be about 10 years old is about their average lifespan, depending on their health and how well you take care of them.
Is this one, like, potty trained?
He is potty trained. He's litter box trained. You put a litter box in his cage, and he will only go to the bathroom in his box.
You know, amazing. I just love that. You know what? You know, next thing you know, yeah, he's sitting on the toilet today. He's reading. He's reading Alice in Wonderland.
You could probably toilet train him. You can toilet train cats. Why not a rabbit?
I'm telling you. Anyway, this is a white with brown on it, and it's got brown around his eyes. And this hairdo is absolutely just, it's great. We're going to put a photo of it on our website, even though that by the time it gets up on the website today, and that's only in a couple hours, it'll probably, the bugs will be gone.
Hopefully, that's the goal.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what else you got going there?
You know, we're just doing our normal adoptions right now. We don't have any promotions or events going, so we just want to try to promote pushing our animals out and getting them into new forever homes to make rooms for the next animals that walk through our doors.
Okay. All right, buddy. Well, I tell you what, it's a beautiful little animal. Okay, how do we get a hold of anybody to take Bugs?
So you could give us a call at 241-1653, or you could stop by the shelter and meet this rock star in person at 7449 East Side Road.
I've seen flop-eared rabbits. I've seen all these different animals. This is the first one I've seen with hair that's long. I mean, it's long. It's like 4 or 5 inches long, or 4 inches long at least, on its head. And around its ears, and it's just really cute. So if you call in right now, 605-4567, before he gets out of the door, you can have this cat, or this rabbit.
Absolutely.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, if you call right now, it's got to be right now, though, because he's getting ready to stand up and walk out. All right, here's your last chance, 605-4567. Get this rabbit.
Great addition to your family.
It's a great addition to your family, because first of all, he doesn't make a lot of noise, does it?
No, he does not. Very low maintenance.
Plays well with kids?
Too. Yes.
What you got rated with? Kids what?
Of all ages.
Does it walk on a leash? Yeah, it walks on a leash. Yeah.
You could teach him.
Not only that, we're going to get him to Donald Armstrong, who trains all the dogs. And watch, Donald will somehow have this into a protective rabbit for you. Okay. All right. Spencer, as usual, thank you so much.
Thank you for having
putting him up with my special brand of craziness. All right, buddy. All right. To everybody out there, thank you. And thank you so much for what you all do over there.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Okay. All right. No, he's not plump, Jarhead. No. It's a pet. He's not. He's got more hair than you do. Jarhead's on the chat room. Des, good afternoon from Amsterdam, or from the Netherlands, I should say. Good afternoon, Des. Have any great posting that you're going to do today? Let me know. I'll be watching my Facebook, or I'll be watching my chat room the whole time. Okay, Jared, how are you?
I'm doing very well.
Did you watch the debate last night?
I did not. The only debate I've seen has been the first one.
Well,
I was at work.
We were at work. We were at work, too. But let me tell you, I am kind of at the point here where I kind of feel like I'm in the middle of a mud run. You know, you're in this extra-long Spartan mud run, and all the candidates are in there. And as I'm just slogging through, I'm getting dirtier and dirtier and dirtier. And I don't want to get dirty. I just want to complete the run. But it doesn't make any difference because there's so much mud being slung and stuff being done. And it's not just from the candidates. Let's talk about Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney, how dare you? How dare you make a speech like that? You begged for Trump's support when you ran, and he gave it to you. So here you go talking about Trump because you're part of that elitist GOP group. And I'm not saying I'm going to support Trump. I don't know if I can or if I would. But if he becomes the GOP nomination, I will. But you, in all your wisdom, go out there and say he's not the best. Don't do it. Well, what if the voters in this country, and it's not just all Republicans, what about the independents? And what about those conservative Democrats? And what about just Democrats and just people who care about this country or get behind this man? Because last night, every one of the candidates said they'd vote for him. Every one of the candidates that were in that debate said they'd vote for him. They were choking, but they said they'd vote for him. Lindsey Graham, who hates Trump, said there should not be a brokered convention. It's not fair. So there you've got people that, you know, I mean, they're right in the middle of this fight. And Lindsey Graham has called Trump everything but presidential. So here you go. And what happens? Romney. And this is after they make Trump swear fealty to the party. Yes, I will not run to do a third party run. If this is fair, I will not go into a third party run. Okay, they had him sign this because they didn't believe that he was going to go anywhere. Well, now he's winning, and now the party is threatening, the GOP is threatening to start a third party. Maybe you should have signed a pledge, Mitt. Maybe you should have signed the pledges there, the leadership of the Republican Party. Frankly, as much as I hate to agree with Debbie Wass Schulman, whatever her name is, from the Democratic Party, you guys are becoming a joke. You should stay out of this or support whoever's going to win. You're going to need all the help we can get, unless you want Hillary to be the president for the next 8 years. Yeah, for the next 8 years. 8 years of Barack Obama, 8 years of Hillary. Imagine that. The only thing that could save you is if she gets indicted. And if there is justice in this world, she will be. Before she gets elected, so she can't pardon herself. 18 minutes after 7, we'll be right back after these messages.
The Great Bear Show, Dakota Freedom Gold Rush fame, Tough Shed's Ultimate Man Cave, 220-foot super zip line, laser tag, sea breacher, detonators, splash dogs, kids trout fishing pond, rock climbing wall, bass fin fishing demonstrations, all this and more as Crown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year, the 30th Annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show, today through Sunday at the fairgrounds in Anderson, all new with acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prices on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping and RV accessories, hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, backcountry horsemen. Sign up to win a Gold Quest adventure with Dakota Fred or a Columbia River fishing trip. There's something for every member of the family today through Sunday. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 30043.
Don't miss it. The Reading Gun Show, this weekend only. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive. This is the gun show of the year, jam-packed with handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammo, and, of course, reloading supplies. This weekend only, the Reading Gun Show at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Friday, the 4th of February. Good morning, 20 minutes after 7, 56 degrees out there, going up to 60 3 today. It's going to be a little rainy and be raining this weekend. A lot of stuff going on. You got that gun show down at the Holiday Inn. And I think it's Holiday Inn. Anyway, gun show down there that Patrick Jones is putting on. And then you have, of course, the outdoor show. I have 2 tickets to the outdoor show, by the way. Anybody's out there listening, you can get 2 tickets for the boat, sport, and RV show down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Just give me a call right now. Give me a call at 605-4567. You get in here first, you get in 2 tickets. You can pick up today. It's good for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Friday from noon to 7 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Get 2 tickets right here. KCNR 1460 if you're paying attention. All right. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Properties by Merit. And Aaron Richard here is one of their top producing agents, one of the top leaders in the field around here with an in-depth knowledge of the real estate market in and around Reading. She's motivated to get your house sold or to find you a house. All of this at Properties by Merit. Check out her website at richardrealestate.com or call her at 949-9103. We know Erin. Erin is a super lady. And Properties by Merit. Okay. I was kind of off the other day when things started happening. I was down, of course, at the California Highway Patrol. I'm on the Citizens Advisory Board. And I tell you what, that is a very, very interesting place to be. You know, we get lots of briefings, and including, you know, what's going on at the academy, how, you know, when you start with 8,000 candidates, and at the end you only 3 to 5% make it. 3 to 5% make it, which isn't keeping up with the ones that are naturally attriting out of the service there. So they're really working on that, and they're really doing a lot of great stuff. And let me tell you something. Joe Farrell, who is the commissioner of the Highway Patrol, this guy gives a real – he really gives a – can I say this? He really gives a damn about the public and what they're supposed – and what the Highway Patrol is supposed to do, and he cares about his officers. He cares about his patrolmen and patrolwomen and how they can go out there and how, what's the best way so that, you know, I guess it's kind of like they could come up and give you a ticket, and after they give you a ticket, you want to take a selfie with them. You know, that kind of thing. I mean, that's hard to do when you're in the law enforcement, you're in the law enforcement business. And after they do something like that, here, I'm going to have to give you a ticket for, you know, 85 and a 60. And you go, wow, this is really a nice experience. Can we take a selfie? And you know what? Don't be surprised. The police might go, sure. You know? Yeah. Let's take a selfie. You know, how about me signing my ticket? You take a photo of me and I can take a photo of you. That kind of thing. Okay. May not ever get to that. But that's what he's talking about is customer service and how this can do it. And I'm telling you, all of the captains up here, and we've got a new one, Gillingwater, up here, and a new chief up here in the northern region. It's how they can serve the public and still keep the roads safe and keep themselves safe. You know, a lot of times it's not easy to do, but it was really an extraordinary meeting, and I really enjoyed it. And we're going to have them on and talk about some more of this. But I missed out on really hitting on, you know, the GPS on cars, which I think is absolutely ludicrous and is a slap in the face for anybody that doesn't live in the city. And that includes people, and somebody brought this up, well, what happens if you can't afford to live in the city being San Francisco, so you live down in Burlingame, okay, so, or further, and now you have to drive in 40 miles every day, find, you know, pay $100 for parking, and then drive back 40 miles. You know, here's a GPS, okay, so, that, you know, and then you get up here, or you get away from the coastal urban areas. And you're up here where you're driving 50 miles round trip to pick up a prescription. Or you're driving, you know, 10 miles to get to a store. I mean, we're here in Reading. It's not that bad. But as soon as you leave outside of Reading, I mean, everybody's having to have to make these long runs. How fair is that? But it's going to be those people that live in those very congested places. Well, yeah, you know, it's okay with me. My guys don't ever drive. My guys don't drive. Or I'm exempt from this because I'm driving a government car. You know, how you like that? I'm driving a government car. Makes no difference. You know, I don't have to pay for gas. Because they get cars provided. Yeah. But my big thing here is, my last 4 minutes before you have all these people start coming on, the Reading Searchlight, Record Searchlight's editorial attacking Brent Weaver. I don't agree with everything. If you listen to the show, you know I don't agree with everything Brent Weaver says or does. I don't mind standing on his chest and jumping up and down. But they are totally off base on this attack on him. Who is this guy dressed like Brent Weaver? He's obviously not the Brent Weaver. Brent Weaver did something that really is what he ran on, and finally he stands up and says, hey, I'm here to say government doesn't get any bigger. Well, hooray, hooray. Imagine that. This housing first proposal stopped, gutted, dropped on its face, kicked to the floor. And it should be. Why? Where does it say that we, the taxpayers, and let's talk about the taxpayers in this city, $45,000 income, that's your average income here, median income for a family of four, and they're going to pay for five chronically homeless drug or alcohol addicted people, which is the way they describe it, to go into housing for free, and their only buy-in is nothing. Oh, well, don't sell drugs while you're there. But you can continue to take drugs, and you can continue to be an alcoholic and continue to, you know, abuse every place you're staying and all these kind of things. And we're going to pay for that. We the taxpayers, me, Jared, Bob, Linda, Sue, Jimbo, everybody is going to pay for that. I picture the mother, the single mother with two kids that's trying to keep a roof over her house. She's working two jobs. And she looks over there at these people who are doing nothing but drinking and getting everything, including damn phones, from the government. Where is that saying it's fair? Record Searchlight, you are wrong. If you want to help, if you want to help somebody, why isn't the Record Searchlight, you got a lot of employees, you belong to a big paper, why don't you all adopt one? Adopt a chronic homeless. You find an apartment, you've got all the want ads. Put them in up there and you take care of them. Tell us how that works for you. But you've got to make sure you take the pay out of your people's paycheck every week. You take $100 out. If you make more, you take more. And it takes care of this chronically homeless person the rest of their lives. Because that's what the plan is. The rest of their lives. Hooray for the city council to kick that aside. Now, if you want to have a sobering center and a daycare center, hey, let's take a good look at this. How do we, you know, how can we do this so we can get people off the streets? But let's get them into some kind of program where they're in there and they can take that first step towards sobriety or, you know, for, you know, getting off drugs. And when they do that, then you turn everything on for them. Okay, let's get them into the program. Let's get them into housing. Let's get them moving forward like this. But to have a no strings attached is ridiculous. And then you need to do is look over to Utah. You may have taken care of the chronically homeless, but what about all the rest of the homeless that aren't chronically homeless and they're out there on the streets? How many thousands of those are there? If you think that we take every chronically homeless person by the use of the word chronically homeless and put them in a place to stay and look at their own numbers as this, only 10% of them move on and do and make, you know, and get it and get into programs. 10%. 10% get kicked out. 15% wander away. The rest of them, they're there. Mentally, drugs, alcohol, whatever it is, and you're on the hook for it. Brent Weaver was absolutely right in this one. In saying, no, there's got to be a better way. And I tell you what, you think, oh, Carl, you know, you're really conservative. I have heard from a lot of people that would be very surprised, that thought that was a bad idea. They think it would be, why don't you take people that are really trying, and then get them off the streets, that are willing to get into these programs, or they're in a program right now and help get them housing. Why? What's so hard about that? And if it is going to be something, then let Ann Corrin and that gang, and Kristen, do you have an extra room in your house? Find something like that. Don't put it on the taxpayers in the city to do this. They're not equipped for it, first of all, in the sense of having the money to be able to take people on and keep them forever. That's it, and you've got to put that in your mind. This was forever. That's the Utah model. I admire Lloyd Pendleton, but they've got kind of a different setup in Utah than we do. A lot different setup. The church, the government, all these, they're all interlinked. Whether you like it or not, it works over there. So, a huzzah to the city council. And I'm not even sure what the other 3-2 voting, but huzzah to the city council for killing that. 7:31 in the morning, this portion show brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, a veteran-owned business where they give away, they don't give away anything, but they do have discounts for veterans at Espresso Joe's, a great place to get coffee. Then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium and walk-in humidor you're going to find in Northern California. All of it at Tobacco and Brew. Opened 7 days a week, 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's 7:32 in the morning. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Great Bear Show, Dakota Freedom Gold Rush fame, Tough Shed's Ultimate Man Cave, 220-foot super zip line, laser tag, sea breacher, genovators, splash dogs, kids trout fishing pond, rock climbing wall, bass fin fishing demonstrations, all this and more as Crown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year, the 30th annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show, today through Sunday at the fairgrounds in Anderson, all new with acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prices on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping and RV accessories, hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, backcountry horsemen. Sign up to win a Gold Quest adventure with Dakota Fred or a Columbia River fishing trip. There's something for every member of the family today through Sunday. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There's a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agree. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Looking at the road, rushing under my wheel. Looking back at the years going by like so many summer fields. 65, I was 17, burning up on one. I don't know where I'm running now, I'm just running off.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Running on empty, running wild. 7:34 in the morning there, my friends, here on the 4th of February. Good morning. 56 degrees, going up 63 today. It is going to be a little rainy today the whole weekend. I've got tickets for the Boat Sport and RV Show today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Free. These things are worth $832 apiece. Okay, maybe I read that wrong. Oh, okay, it's not that much. All right, hey, but you can come in. You can come in and get them. I've only got a couple left here, so it's 605-4567. If you want to go to the show, you can go out there and have a good time. I'm going today. I'm going by myself because Linda's got all these things she's doing today. And she says, well, look, I usually just drop you off anyway, and you wander around. And I get my little baggie, fill it up with stuff. I take selfies with, you know, the Smokey Bear. Anyway. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, Ted Leidy and his crew. That, you know, Ted is teaching everywhere. I can never get a hold of Ted because he's always teaching. He's like seven different counties here. All his instructors are NRA instructors. He has women-only classes. He has mixed classes. He has private classes. He has hunting classes. He's getting into the turkey hunting time of the year where he's taking kids out turkey hunting with his group that he just won a national award on. Northern Firearms Instruction, they provide firearms and ammo in case you don't have the gun or the right gun that fits you. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. Northern Firearms Instruction. So, I'm here with Dan Kufsky.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing? I thought I was in a time warp. You said it was the 4th of February. I'm pretty sure it's the 4th of March, but you know what?
Did I say that? You're right.
Okay.
I did. I did say that. You know why? Because that's what I wrote down.
Well, you know, these months go, they fly by. It's hard to keep track.
I was thinking, there's something wrong here. I said, it's really the 4th. So I'm looking at the 4th. Yeah, it's the 4th.
Yeah.
I just had the wrong month. Yeah. You know what? People are easy on me, Mo. Easy on me, though.
Well, they should be. They should be, too.
Hey, what's coming up?
Well, we're here to talk about Riverfront Playhouse, and, you know, we just had a very, very successful run of Vanya, Sasha, Masha, and Spike that the audience loved. It was action-packed, great play, and now we're really going to change things up with an American classic called Our Town.
Wow. I mean, high schools were putting this on when you were a kid.
Exactly. Oh, this is...
Back in the 1800s.
Well, I don't know. That's really tough, because this play was written in 1938, but Thornton Wilder was very successful with his play Our Town, and I talked to so many people that said they had it in high school. I just talked to a lady yesterday who says, I used to teach that to classes, and... So it's certainly going to be different from our last play, but it's we have a great director. John Welch is one of our great actors up here in the North State, and he's directing this play. And we've got a cast of, I think, 18.
Wow.
And it's a very minimalistic set with some ladders and chairs. And so it's the actors that are telling the story without a lot of props and backdrops and stuff. And if you're not familiar with Our Town, it's a little town of Grover's Corners, New Hampshire. And it tells the story of this little town from 1901 to 1913 and the lives of the characters in this town. So it's an American classic, and it runs March 12th to April 9th. And we hope folks come out and see it. And they can get tickets at the Cascade Theater box office or at the door at Riverfront Playhouse.
Okay, and this is a classic.
This is a classic.
I think everybody's been in this play, or at least has seen this play.
I think so. My son-in-law said that. Oh, yeah, we did that in high school. And
yeah, you know. I mean, everybody has seen this play or done it. I think it's been a movie.
Yes,
probably it's been a movie. I mean, it's Americana.
Exactly. And you know, that is the tough thing for Riverfront. We're community theater, and trying to pick plays that one people like, that actors get into. They want to show their acting chops. Some of the actors get frustrated. They say, we can't keep doing fluffy comedies all the time. We want something we really get our acting teeth into.
How about hair? Why don't you do that? Let's see them get their teeth into that one.
Yeah, they get a lot of things into that one. But so it's really tough to pick the right play that both the actors will like and that the audience will like. We've done some great, you know, some people don't want to come out really depressed, and this is not necessarily a depressing play at all. It's about this little town and all the things that happen to the characters in this town, and the actors are telling the story with the words written by Thornton Wilder. So you're not using a lot of sound and props and things to set the stage. You're using the actors' words and their actions to set the play. So it's very intriguing. So I think the actors are going to like this, and we're excited about putting this on. So come on out and see it.
Are there going to be like live animals in it?
We have no animals are hurt.
No, we don't have any live animals. Do not try this at home.
I have the small part of Howie Newsom, the the milkman, and I actually come on stage with my imaginary horse. So because I'm pulling a milk cart, so You know, so I couldn't bring a real horse. On Riverfront's not that big for a real horse anyway, so.
Oh, come on.
Hey, my imaginary horse does not eat me out of house and home either, you know.
An imaginary horse.
That's right. Bessie.
Are you like, is there like a rope or something? Or you're just...
No, well, I got an imaginary rope. I'm holding on an imaginary bridle and bringing my imaginary horse in with my imaginary milk. So, I mean, you really got to set the stage for this, Carl. You could do this. I think you should be on the stage at Riverfront.
Well, it sounds to me it's like a radio show. I mean, you got to build the imagination to this. You don't really need props.
Well, there you go.
We did War of the Worlds.
Yeah, well, oh, you did. It was brilliant, too, by the way.
War of the Worlds.
Yeah. I've always told I've had a face for radio, so maybe I should stick with that. Is that why you got in the game? I don't know.
Yeah, it was it, because I knew I could make it in radio with my good looks.
Yeah.
It's kind of a waste. It's a waste. On Linda, because I mean she can go TV or radio.
Yeah, that,
I mean,
for her. Yeah, best of rest both of worlds.
Rest of us are all kind
best
of stuck
of
here.
World.
Okay, now when's it going to start?
It opens March the 12th. We have a preview night March the 11th. We're all seats. It's open seating for $10. That's our preview night, sort of like a dress rehearsal for everybody. Then we open on March the 12th. And we run through April the 9th.
Okay, now when is media night?
Media night is the 16th, and I think...
we've got tickets for that, and we can get free tickets from KCNR for that, and for media night for our town, which is really, you know, it's a classic.
Absolutely.
I mean, everybody, it's kind of like a good pair of comfortable shoes. You slide into them, but they work so well. It just works well. It's written well. It, you know, it stands the test of time, since you won't do hair.
Well, you know, I will recommend that. I'll say that Carl really wants the play hair done. We'll see. And maybe if you take the lead, Carl, I don't know.
Which is the one that runs around naked all the time? It's not the lead.
Well, we'll just make sure whatever part that is, that's the one you get. So
okay. Doesn't
but
scare
we're trying
me.
To, but we're trying to bring people into the theater. Right, we
say,
don't want to drive.
I was
going to
say
theater.
That you know it may, you may.
But this is a large cast, and again, it's community theater. It's great. We've got some seasoned actors. We've got some we got some children. Got this young man who plays Wally, who's just as cute as a bug's ear, and I think he's 6 or 7. He does a great job.
Going on 20 or something.
It's fun watching these young kids, and they really get into it.
You know what? You know again. Here's Reading. People go, oh, nothing to do. Well, what about culture? Well, what about culture? We have plays on all the time. We've got shows rolling through the Cascade. We've got shows running through the and the Civic Auditorium. We have the Sundial Film Festival.
Yes.
This weekend. We've got the you know what? You know, people go, what kind of culture is that? But you know what? Guess what? Boat Sport and RV shows going. There's all types of stuff going on this weekend. And, you know, tonight, Screwtape Letters. Oh, you know, and that is just a devilishly funny play that goes on. And that's just for one night. That's tonight.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on. You just got to go out and look for it.
Yeah, there is. Lots of stuff going on. Okay, well, thanks a lot, buddy.
Good to be here. And keep
Riverfront Playhouse. And it's... when are y'all going to build that other place? Are you still in the planning stages there?
We're beyond the planning stages, and I wish I could share a lot, but I just want you to know that Riverfront is coming downtown, and I'm hoping the next several weeks to make a big announcement, Carl. So it's exciting. We're all excited about Riverfront. And
get one of those steel buildings.
We are going to be downtown.
Just put one of those steel buildings up there. It's really kind of, you know, it doesn't cost that much, and just kind of go from there.
Well, I think, Carl, we've got a plan, and just, you know, your check will put us over the top, so we're there, buddy.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. Let me find my checkbook.
There you go.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. It's, about 17 minutes until 8 o'clock.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
The Great Bear Show. Dakota Freedom Gold Rush fame. Tough Shed's Ultimate Man Cave. 220-foot super zip line. Laser tag, sea breacher, genovators, splash dogs, kids trout fishing pond, rock climbing wall, bass fin fishing demonstrations. All this and more as Crown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year. The 30th annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show. Today through Sunday at the fairgrounds in Anderson. All new with acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family. Featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prices on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping and RV accessories, hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, backcountry horsemen. Sign up to win a Gold Quest adventure with Dakota Fred or a Columbia River fishing trip. There's something for every member of the family today through Sunday. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
How about some traditional Mexican food for Second Tuesday dinner in March, Abby?
I love authentic Mexican food. We must be going to Mazatlan Grill.
That's right. With their welcoming, friendly staff and fiesta-like atmosphere, you can start with tableside guacamole made to your liking and sizzling fajitas and so much more to choose from.
Please join us on Tuesday, March 8th at Mazatlan Grill as they graciously donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane Society to help them care for the stray, abused, and unwanted animals as they look to place them in loving homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Take the last train to Pottsville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, but I've made your reservation. Don't be slow.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 14 minutes into the hour of 8 here on March the 4th. Yes, I broke through the enigma, which made me think it was still February. 56 degrees out there, going up to 63. We got rain. It looks like almost all weekend long. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans out there. Yes, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Tonight, C.S. Lewis, Screwtape Letters. It's still probably some tickets left there, and you want to go in there. This is where the devil tries to show you how you can withstand temptation or offers temptation. Get tickets at the box office or give them a call at 229-0022 or check out readingcivic.com. Yeah. Now, I'm here with Lori Lambatis.
Yes.
From Frugal Dame.
Yes.
But you're here about pink.
I am here here to promote the NorCal Think Pink's Pretty in Pink Prom, which is coming up a week from this Saturday, March 12th, at the Red Lion.
So tell us about that.
Well, the goal of NorCal Think Pink, obviously, is to educate everybody and keep you aware about the breast cancer and early detection so we can save as many lives as possible. And so the goal of the Think Pink Prom, Pretty in Pink Prom, is to keep that message going all year round. Not just in October when our whole town turns pink, but all year round, because breast cancer doesn't wait to show up until October. It shows up all year round. So that's kind of the goal, is to keep it fresh in everybody's mind and, to, of course, to raise money for NorCal Think Pink.
So what's going to happen?
Okay, well, we're going to have a really fun night. We're going to do an adult prom. We're going to have hors d'oeuvres, appetizers, cupcakes from Sweet Spot, and you know those are delicious. We're going to have cocktails, live music from the Cattle Rocket Band, and we have lots of raffle prizes and dancing and lots of great prizes for you to win.
Okay, like what?
Well, one of the best prizes we have, our door prize, is a pair of pink sapphire and diamond earrings from Devon's Jewelers.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that fabulous?
Ooh, yeah.
To have Linda come on down and buy some tickets, would you? And then some of our raffle prizes include a four-day Disneyland, one-day park hopper pass, which you know
wow.
how those are.
Yeah,
expensive.
Those are expensive.
Yes, they are. We have a three-day, two-night houseboat vacation from Holiday Harbor Resort.
Holiday Harbor, one of the best places up there. Their watercraft are just clean and well maintained. I mean, it's really good, and the people are really friendly.
Yeah, it's one of our local favorites. So.
Oh yeah.
And this coming year should be the lake should
they
be nice
already,
and full.
They are already taking lots of reservations. It's already well above what it was last year.
I can imagine
as far as reservations go.
So this will be a really popular raffle prize. We also have something that I'm really excited about: a pink revolver and a CCW course from Old West Gun and Loan. So, ladies,
this is I'm not sure if this is a Taurus or what, but it's probably a revolver with frame is pink.
Yes.
And I've seen them out on the range before. They're good, solid pistols.
Yes.
And along with the CCW class, so that if you ever need it.
Yes.
You can pull it out and say, like my pink pistol.
Yes.
Bang, bang.
Yes. Make my day, sir.
Yeah. You like my pink revolver?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, Sun Gold, come on. People, you know, women like pink revolvers and with Sikorsky crystals in them.
Yes, Swarovski crystals. Swarovski crystals.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Sikorsky
yes.
is a helicopter.
Yes, that's it.
I knew something like that.
And we also offer, there's lots more, but we also have a guiding fishing trip by My Three Sons Guide Service, which is a favorite
cool.
of mine.
Well, Lori, it sounds like it's going to be a great night. And where's it going to be at?
Now, this is going to be at the Red Lion, and it's going to be from 7 to 11 p.m. And you can purchase tickets online at prettyinpinkprom.com, at Optimize Worldwide, or at my shop, The Frugal Dame, located at 3304A Bocelli Lane.
There you go. So you have a chance then to get your tickets, buy raffle tickets, to go and have a good time, to dance. Appetizers, cocktails.
Yep, appetizers, cocktail, and of course, come out for a good cause and
that's
get
right.
and get.
And where's the money go to?
This is going to NorCal Think Pink.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where does that go to then?
Well, of course, the goal of NorCal Think Pink is to raise awareness about breast cancer and to encourage early detection, encourage us all to do our monthly exams and stay vigilant on those. And then, just to make sure that we're all getting our mammograms and things like that and taking care of ourselves.
Do they donate money to other the causes there? When you say that, is this used like for publicity or flyers or putting all that, you know, putting all the bags together and all that? Is that what it is?
Well, yeah, yes, of course. Some of the costs from the proceeds will go to recoup the cost of everything. But we mm-hmm. do have some wonderful sponsors, myself, Cornerstone Bank. I'm trying to think of a few others. I know there's Walker Printing. We have a lot of sponsors that are helping out.
Well, you know, It's a great cause.
Of
so,
course.
Okay, everybody. On the 12th.
On the 12th.
7 p.m.
7 to 11 p.m. And tickets are
Red
available.
Line.
Yep. Tickets are available online. Again, prettyinpinkprom.com. Or at Optimize Worldwide on Mistletoe, or at the Frugal Dame on Bocelli Lane.
Thank you so much for what you're doing.
Well, thank you, sir, for having us.
Well, we appreciate what you all do out there.
All right.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right.
We're going to, well, you know what? I still got like 8 minutes left. You want to hang around and talk?
Sure, we can talk. We've always got something to talk about.
I'm just sitting here, I got 8 minutes to go. I mean, you know, unless you want.
Sure.
I was going to. Okay, well, I'm going to include you. You're going to become a co-host here for a minute, Lori.
All right.
There's a teacher in South Carolina.
Okay.
A very well-liked teacher. She made a huge mistake. When she was out on hall monitor, one of the little 16-year-old guys, or students, I didn't say which, she left her phone on the desk. He went into it, went into her phone, and found a nude photo that she had taken for her husband of 14 years. And the teacher was forced to resign because what the kid did was he then passed it around to the other kids in the class, and then they took a photo of the photo and texted it everywhere.
For sure.
And so the woman was essentially forced to resign. And she said, wait a minute, what about my privacy rights? What, you know, blah, blah. And the principal said, I understand. She's very well liked. She's a good teacher. But they used their telephones. And I didn't realize they used their telephones in school. You know, they can, you know, and I mean, in the class, they can use telephones and
yes.
for a variety of things. And she should have never left that photo on her phone. Even though it had, the guy had to open up apps and then go in through all of her apps and then get into her photo album in it. And so,
which is not that difficult for a 16-year-old boy.
Or girl.
But
because it didn't say if it was a boy or a girl.
Right, a student. It's not that difficult for a 16-year-old teenager. But nevertheless, she is around. She's around these kids all day. She knows what they're like, and she knows what they're capable of. And to leave it out on the desk, I think we're all human. We all make mistakes. But, yeah, I think definitely her common sense kind of left her at that point when she left it out on the desk.
Now, the students at the school have started an online
campaign
to keep her. Because they all like her as a teacher. They think she's a great teacher. And they've got a bunch of 3,000 signatures. However, comma. And Lori, that's exactly right. You know, because I looked at it and went, you know what? What about your right of privacy? You have a right of privacy. However, you're a teacher.
Yes.
And you bring the ability for somebody to see it. And it's kind of like, oh, I'm not going to wear underwear today. And then you're in a car wreck. You know, that kind of thing. You know, like your mom says, always wear clean underwear. You could be in a car wreck today.
Yeah.
So if you don't, I mean, it's kind of embarrassing. But you're right. If you're going to put yourself in that position.
Yes. One of my favorite things I got out of a Chinese fortune cookie says, better caution first than tears afterwards.
There you go.
And I think that could aptly be applied in this situation.
Well, you see, and you see today, we had a lady come in here one day who we know very well. She says, I told my girlfriends, and they've all got kids that go to good schools, and they're all teenagers, and these kids are good kids. She said, you really think you know about what your kids are doing? Go in there at 11:30 at night when they're asleep and pick up their phone.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, oh, my, you know, no, my child, blah, 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 blah. And she said, just do it tonight. Next day, they all got together. Oh, my God. The things they found on their phones. And these were kids that make great grades. They were not. Even if they thought they weren't, probably weren't even sexually active, but the things that they send back and forth on the phones was just such an eye opener for them.
It's crazy because they are exposed to so much more than we ever would, and parents try to filter it down, but still they're still exposed and it's still around them, and it's a challenge for parents nowadays. And I see a lot of teenagers in my store. I see a lot of teenage girls and everything, and there's always trying to gain an advantage in some way.
Yeah.
So.
Well, here's one of our chat room people. Gruff says he stole her phone. That's a thief. She could have what she wants on her phone, and that's true. But then you get it's called the responsibility of it. Yeah, if she had had her phone in her car. And somebody had taken it out of her car, and then one of her students had taken it out of her car, would the impact still have been the same?
Or if it was inside her purse, in her desk, in a drawer.
And they went in there and took it and had it out.
Yeah.
But still, she had something on there.
That just.
But how many times is there, I mean, is there something, if somebody could, I'm pretty sure that everybody. Could be embarrassed at least once in their lives.
Oh, I'm sure.
On certain things. So this right here is true. And that was one of the questions she asked. Well, what about the guy that did this? What about, I've forgiven him, but what about him? But the school did say, don't worry. He's going to be punished, or the student is going to be punished also for doing something like this. Well, anyway. Okay. Hey, Lori Lombasta. Lombatis.
Lombatis.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. Okay. Frugal Dame, owns Frugal Dame, is really pushing out there for our Pretty in Pink prom next Saturday from 7 to 11 at the Red Lion Hotel. You can get tickets online. You get tickets at the Frugal Dame and
at Optimize Worldwide.
There you go. And everybody's going to have a great time.
Yes,
great
we are.
Great gifts out there.
Yes.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. Our guest is going to be Congressman Doug LaMalfa. I want to ask him what he thinks about the mud fight that's going on now and the latest from the Republican Party. We'll be right back.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta of Reading.
This hour from townhall.com, I'm Val Dior. Some solid numbers news today. U.S. employers added a robust 242,000 workers in February as retailers, restaurants, and healthcare providers drove another solid month for a resilient American job market. The unemployment rate held steady at 4.9%. Boy, the bad blood among the candidates flowed freely in the 11th Republican presidential candidates debate last night, with Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz on the attack against frontrunner Donald Trump. A steady stream of insults was mixed with the policy debate amid what seems like Republican establishment efforts now to derail Trump. But Rubio, Cruz, and John Kasich all said they'd support Trump if he wins the nomination, and Trump agreed that he would reciprocate. Meanwhile, as insults were traded inside, civil activist Reverend Charles Williams was among protesters outside the debate last night in Detroit. He said he's disappointed that Republican candidates are ignoring the real issues, like the lead-contaminated water in nearby Flint, Michigan.
What's wrong with the Republican Party? Why they aren't saying anything and aren't making sure that people in Flint, Michigan are getting access to clean water? To this very day, they are drinking poisonous water, and not one of these presidential candidates have said anything about it.
A Florida man has been sentenced to 7 years in prison for threatening President Obama.
The U.S. Attorney's Office says 24-year-old Jeremy Addison was sentenced this week after pleading guilty last October. Federal prosecutors say he mailed a letter threatening to kill President Obama and later assaulted a U.S. Secret Service agent. He also wrote another letter before his sentencing threatening to kill the federal prosecutor handling his case.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston in China will boost military spending by about 7 to 8% this year. It is the smallest increase in 5 years. It reflects slowing economic growth and a drawdown of 300,000 troops as Beijing seeks to build a more streamlined, modern military. More on this story at townhall.com.
Control, this is QO1. Side hatch is secure.
QL1, this is Control. We copy. Showing normal cabin pressure. Over.
Control, this is QL1. Do you like mortgages?
That's a negative, QL1. Over.
Control, do you like rockets?
That's affirmative, QL1. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Of course you are, Control. Everyone likes rockets. Control, Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention releases a report on superbugs.
The CDC says these super germs cause 1 out of every 7 infections caught in hospitals. Health officials say these include the staph infection MRSA and 5 other bacteria resistant to a host of antibiotics. As a result, hospitals are left with few, if any, medicines they can use to fight these dangerous infections in already ill patients. The CDC estimates that on any given day, 1 in 25 patients have an infection they picked up in the hospital.
Linda Kenyon reporting the CDC study data from thousands of U.S. hospitals from 2008 through 2014. The nation's leading tech companies are joining security experts, independent programmers, and civil liberties advocates who have filed court papers backing Apple in its fight with the FBI over that encrypted iPhone used by the San Bernardino shooter. Several law enforcement groups, meanwhile, filed briefs in support of federal authorities. More info at townhall.com. The archives of famed singer Bob Dylan are headed to Tulsa, Oklahoma.
More than 6,000 items are part of the archives, including recordings from 1959, Dylan's handwritten lyrics to songs like Tangled Up in Blue, his first contract with a music publisher, and a wallet that includes the address and phone number of country music singer Johnny Cash. Dylan said in a statement that he's glad the archives will be included with the works of Oklahoma native and folk singer Woody Guthrie and alongside artifacts of Native Americans. Keith Peters reporting.
The George Kaiser Family Foundation and the University of Tulsa have plans for curated exhibitions from the Trove to be displayed in a Tulsa arts district. And Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Canadians would appreciate it if Americans paid more attention to what's going on around the globe. He made the remarks in a 60 Minutes interview when he was asked what Canadians don't like about Americans. That 60 Minutes interview will air on Sunday. More details on this story and much more can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 5 minutes after 8 here on the beautiful March the 4th, 2016. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at kcnr1460.com. 56 degrees today, going up to 63 with rain and rain tomorrow. Jared, how much rain are we going to get this weekend?
It looks like a lot.
A lot. Okay, thanks. That was good. That was a good number. It looks like a lot of rain, and the weather report's always brought to come on. It looks like a lot.
Well, this doesn't give it a definitive amount.
Okay, well, just kind of tell me. It's kind of
so like
I say, stormy.
Tonight we have a 90% chance of rain. Tomorrow we have a 90 to 100% chance of rain and a wind advisory.
Okay.
And on Sunday we have another 90 to 100% chance of rain. So it looks like we're going to get
rain.
Rain.
All right. Okay. Hey, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Whether customers are warm friends, a veteran-owned business with discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Let's go to the phones. Susan Eastman, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, the major averages are in the green this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 70 points at 17,015. The S&P 500 is up 5 points at 1998. And the NASDAQ Composite is posting up 14 points at 4,722. Active stocks on the big board, Bank of America up 23 cents, trading at 1373. Chesapeake Energy positive 43 cents at $4.69. And Hewlett-Packard up $1.94 at $15.53. For local stocks of interest, PepsiCo up a nickel at $99.21. Trico Bank shares down 12 cents, trading at $25.43. Bank of Commerce off 3 cents at $6.22. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is down 6/32 to yield 1.86%. And for commodities, gold is at $15.80 an ounce at $12.75. Silver positive 60 cents at $15. And crude oil up 31 cents. At $34 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thanks a lot. Susan Eastman, Wells Fargo Advisors, knows what she's talking about. Now, all the things that are going on here, we have, first of all, I have three tickets. Okay, you're asking why I would have three tickets. Because the last caller said, look, I only need one. I do not play well with others. Okay. All right, so he only took one. So I have three tickets to the Boat Sport and RV Show. I mean, you know what? If you don't go down there today, which you can go tomorrow, or you can go Sunday. Yeah, it may be raining. So what? That's why there's umbrellas and raincoats. Not only that, you can get in there, look at all these things. You can get into these all these RVs and look at, plus all the other things, the great things that are down there at the Sport Boat and RV Show. Three tickets. I have three tickets, 605-4567. Electrician's Ball, It's going to be on the 11th. And it's not for just electricians. I mean, you don't even have to know how to turn on a light. They will do that for you. It's just going to be a great ball down there. Wine, dinner, an evening of elegant dining entertainment, salmon or prime rib, wine by the Mosley Family Cellars, and, of course, the Linda Bott Jazz Ensemble will be there. And they're raising money for scholarships to people to teach them, get them into the school there to teach them trades. All right? That's electrician's ball. You can get tickets through the trade school at the Shasta Builders Exchange or give them a call at 221-5556. $50 per person, though. Okay? This portion of the show brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods, our friends at 299 in Deschutes down there. Locally owned, locally operated, father-son team, Ed and Kyle DeFore. And Kyle's got just an outstanding sports show here on KCNR 1460 on Tuesday nights. Also going to be calling a lot of our games for baseball and football. But let me tell you about Mighty Fine Foods. A full butcher shop, a full deli shop. You can get breakfast, lunch there. You're going to get the greatest prices on meat because the butcher's right there, and he cuts them any way you want it. They can afford to do this by giving you the most select cuts at the best prices in town. Over 1,000 drinks, including 250 different kinds of beer. Yes, it's hard to believe, but our Cracker Jack production team, all three producers have been down there working their way through the 250 different kinds of beer, rating each one of them. And we're, I'm sure it'll take about another year they should be finished. But Mighty Fine Foods on the corner of 299 and Deschutes, they've got it all there. It's a great place. Okay. Has the congressman called in yet?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay, have we given away the tickets?
We gave away one more.
Gave away one more ticket.
So Jim Sharp.
Okay, gave one. Okay, so now I have two more tickets to the Boat and RV Show. What is going on here? I mean, these things are worth their little weight in gold. 605-4567. Okay, let's moving on. What else is going on here? Kind of expected the congressman to be calling by now. Because we could talk about the mud run and what's happening there when it's coming to the rest of the world in this time. So, okay, it's Friday. Jared, what are you going to be doing this weekend? Is the phone ringing? Okay. I heard that there's a headline that says, will Barack Black Eagle Obama save the grizzly bears? And before everybody gets too excited about this, it's he's a member of the Crow tribe and been adopted with Black Eagle. They're looking to save the grizzly bears. The states are saying, look, we've done such a great job of preserving grizzly bears that we have more grizzly bears than we need. We need to take them off the endangered list. We've got over 1,100 bears in Yellowstone. So we have over 1,100 bears in Yellowstone, and that's too many. And they said that, the minimum they have, and there's 700. Then you've got the other states that grizzly bears have come back. They've started having occurrences. A hiker was taken down and killed and eaten by a grizzly bear, which they caught and euthanized. They've had other cases that are coming in. They've killed four. They're killing cattle. They're getting closer and closer because the food is getting further away, being driven down into where people are. And let's just face it, a grizzly bear, you don't want it to start thinking that people is as good as lamb or it's as good as like loin of cattle or like this. So what are they going to do about this? What are they going to do? Are they going to give out are they going to allow them to start hunting? And, of course, the environmental groups are saying, no, you can't kill these grizzlies. And but the states are going, look, it's time for us to be able to take out and start going into hunting these animals, because before they get into the human depredations, and they will, because they're being forced out of habitat. There's not enough habitat for them because, a senior grizzly bear or the alpha grizzly bear will start pushing them out with no. And what kind of natural enemy do they have? None. I think these guys are at the apex of the food triangle there. And underneath them, now they've got grizzly bears and wolves. Grizzly bears and wolves, oh my. I mean, in mountain lions, oh my, out there. And you can't hunt them. Well, you can hunt them, hunt mountain lions in Idaho, but don't ever get your picture taken if you live in California. Don't ever get your picture taken with it, or you lose your job. Anyway, will Barack Obama step in and say, no, we're going to keep them on the endangered list? It'll be interesting. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR, 1460.
Dakota Freedom Gold Rush fame, Tough Shed's Ultimate Man Cave, 220-foot super zip line, laser tag, sea breacher, genovator, splash dogs, kids' trout fishing pond, rock climbing wall, bass fin fishing demonstrations, all this and more as Crown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year, the 30th Annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show, today through Sunday at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. All new with acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and one year-only show prices on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping and RV accessories, hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, backcountry horsemen. Sign up to win a Gold Quest adventure with Dakota Fred or a Columbia River fishing trip. There's something for every member of the family today through Sunday. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227.
Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
The Trade School at Shasta Builders Exchange is hosting a fundraiser called the Electrician's Ball. Join us Friday, March 11th at the Red Lion Hotel and dine on salmon or prime rib prepared by Chef Kim Miller. Enjoy wines from the Mosley Family Cellars and be entertained by Linda Bott Jazz Ensemble. Invest at the Craftsman's Art Auction, a silent auction featuring the handcrafted artistry of local sculptors, painters, and craftsmen.
Tickets are $50 per person. Visit ShastaBE.com/events or call the Shasta Builders Exchange at 221-5556.
Wellgate Sports Club has dedicated themselves to creating an environment that supports your personal goals, whatever they may be. That's because Wellgate Sports Club is more than just a gym. Wellgate is Reading's first premier sports club with a staff, programs, and 23,000 square foot facility designed to give you an exceptional experience every day. Now it's never been easier to take advantage of incredible amenities, including Reading's only indoor saltwater pool, outdoor jacuzzi, sauna, luxury towel service, and over 130 exercise classes designed from beginners to experts. For a limited time, you can become a member of Wellgate Sports Club with no enrollment fee. That's a $99 value. In addition, Wellgate Sports Club will provide you with 3 personal training sessions and a nutrition consultation absolutely free. That's another $225 value. There's never been a better time or a better place to get started. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Or stop by 1740 Eureka Way and don't forget to visit online at WellgateSportsClub.com. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
Quando sei lontana, sogno all'orizzonte, manca le parole. Io sì lo so che sei con me, tu mia luna, tu sei qui con me. Dio sole, tu sei qui con me, con me, con me, con me. Time to say goodbye. Paesi che non ho mai vedono e vissuto con te.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Andre Bocelli. I mean, I tell you, it's got to be one of my favorite songs. when he sings it. And it's just got to be – it's so beautiful. Such a beautiful voice this man has. It's 18 minutes after 8 here on March the 4th, 2016. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 56 degrees, going up to 63 today with rain today, rain tomorrow, and rain Sunday. And I've given away all the tickets for the boat, sport, and RV show. Sorry, I'm going to be out there today. So I'm having my time. And we had one other person that wanted one ticket, and then the other ones wanted two. So, Chris, you got two tickets there. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Locally owned, locally operated gun store with all the accessories you could possibly want if you want to shoot. That includes optics, cases, scopes, reloading equipment, holsters, everything. Targets, anything you can possibly imagine, all at Bastiani Arms. Plus, super instruction in concealed carry and hunter safety. All of this at Bastiani Arms along with gunsmiths. All locally owned, locally operated. Give him a chance to match any price you get out of these big box stores. Give him a chance to do that because John Bastiani will do his very best to do that. And I tell you what, if you are a veteran, you get a great, great percentage off at Bastiani Arms. You get a great discount there. Give him a call at 222-8222 or stop by 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. So I'm seeing Hillary. I'm seeing, not Hillary. Hillary. We'll get to Hillary in a couple minutes. We're going to go in kind of open line here now. And so if you've got something you'd like to address. But Michelle Obama celebrates women going to war. Why would anybody celebrate women going to war, much less women going to war? And what she says is, they'll soon be welcome in every combat unit. That's not true. They'll only be welcome in those units that they can perform in, that they can meet the physical requirements in. The military, especially infantry and combat, is not a social experiment, all right? It's not a social experiment to see if it'll work, because too many people are going to be injured in something like this. If they can't meet the physical requirements, if they can't lead from the front, it doesn't make any difference how smart you are, how brave you are. If you can't make it physically, it's not going to work. So Michelle Obama celebrates women going to war. I'm not sure why anybody would celebrate anybody going to war. Let's go to the phones. Roberta.
Hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up.
So did you lose Roberta? Roberta. Roberta.
Hello?
Good morning. It's Roberta.
Hi, Roberta.
My gosh, Carl. I had such a wonderful time at Linda and the Bluebirds show at Wind River last night.
Oh.
I'm telling you, she has the most wonderful voice. And that band is so incredible. And last night, everybody was just top-notch.
It was really good last night, huh?
It was wonderful.
And
I just want to let people know that, hey, if you want a really wonderful evening, try that first Thursday of the month at Wind River in the Elements Lounge and hear Linda and the Bluebirds. It is such a treat.
Well, thank you. You know what? You're there a lot, Roberta. We have other people that are there, and it's they are very comfortable with each other. They've all worked with each other, and they're just great, all great musicians. Cleveland Bonet and Bobby Veramontis. Bruce Kalin, and of course Bernie Baker, and then Linda has her own way of singing. It's just beautiful. But and I could be a little bit prejudiced, except other people tell me that but she can. She sings that well.
Well, she does, and I'll tell you something else. It is a real Las Vegas style show, top notch. Linda is she's so animated. I mean, she's a pleasure. Just a pleasure.
Well, thank you, Roberta. You know, I'm going to pass this on to her.
Oh, good.
Well,
thank
you so much. Okay, thanks, Roberta.
Bye.
All right, let's go to the phones. Dave, good morning.
Hello.
Dave, good morning. You're on the air.
Hi, Carl.
How you doing, bud?
I have a message for the congressman. I know he's not there.
I don't know where he is.
But okay. I bet his staff listened to the podcast of the show.
Oh, they listen to it all the time, and I just sent off a little scorcher going, you know, asking about where he is. So anyway.
Well, here's my message.
All right.
Wally Herger was one of the most powerful people in Congress. He was on the House Ways and Means Committee, where he participated in writing the budget. Yet he did almost nothing that anybody's heard of for economic development in his district. And Doug LaMalfa is in his second term, and he's following the same pattern. He needs to come up with a program of economic development activities, and he needs to run on that because he's going to be defeated in the primary by somebody who's going to run on economic development, because we really need economic development in this first congressional district.
Well, Dave, do you think the government should be the one that is the pusher of economic development?
No, but I think, well, here's my short summary.
Okay.
The federal government, the private sector is almost never going to invest in the first district because it's in California. The state of California is not going to invest in this district because it votes Republican. So we are left with the federal government as the best investor. And I have a whole list of things that I think should be done, but let me just describe one thing that's on the list.
Okay.
We could use a federal prison on the grounds of Coleman Fish Hatchery, that's federal land, that would be small. It would employ 200 correctional officers and 50 other people, like dentists and nurses and electricians, whatever. That would generate another 750 jobs in Reading in healthcare, counselors, et cetera. That would be, and the federal government has a whole lot of obsolete prisons around the country that could be closed. And that 1,000 jobs for Shasta County would be a real plus. Let me give you a couple more.
We have time for a couple more.
Okay. The federal government should take away 5% of the Shasta Trinity National Forest give it to one of the tribes. It should also include 5% of the shoreline of Lake Shasta, which has about 350 miles of shoreline. The tribes will do a much better job taking care of land that they own than the Forest Service will. The tribe could develop it and would do a much better job protecting against forest fires.
Mm-hmm.
As an example, the Chediak Higashi fire in southwestern or southeastern Arizona,
mm-hmm,
was the Apache land did much better than the Forest Service land because the Apaches took better care of their land and the fire was able to be put out. So I think the promise of returning land, take it away from the Forest Service, whose only priority now seems to be keeping the Sierra Club happy, give it to the tribes who will own the land. They will have pride of ownership. And they will take care of it. They will make it thin so it does not waste so much water that the overgrown forest does.
Mm-hmm.
And the Forest Service is hopelessly corrupt. Now the tribes are a bit corrupt too, but the tribes are less corrupt than the Forest Service.
So they'll take care of their own. Yeah, I understand. Okay, Dave.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Now, you know what? Here's what I think. Here's what I'm thinking, too, is you want government to get into something, fine. Bring us a high-speed internet in here. Bring us the twisted wires or whatever it is that's running down the center of the freeway. If you want to do something for the people up here, Congressman LaMalfa, why don't you bring a high-speed internet in here so we can start bringing people up out of the dungeons of San Francisco, come up here and live up here where it's great, cost of living is less, and you can still work from here. You can set up your offices right here. and have a direct link down to San Francisco. And you need that with that high-speed internet, with the fiber optic cables they could put in here. It's a piece of cake. What is it, 2.5 million? I mean, my gosh, 2.5 million, 3 million that you want to do, and you can do it as a pilot project and put it right here in Reading, and then spread out from there. What's wrong with that? Now, that to me is something the government could do, and then allow the private sector to build on that. That to me makes sense. Bring in the capabilities to do something, and then let the private sector work it. It doesn't cost that much. And considering everything else the government spends money on. That's just one thing. We got people who are going to be calling back after the break, and all waiting here. 8:30 in the morning here on March the 4th, 2016. 56 degrees, going up to 63 today. It's going to be rainy. We've given out all the tickets to the Shasta Sport and RV show, and which I'm going to today. I wander around with my little bag full of stuff, taking selfies with Smokey the Bear. 8:30. We'll be right back.
The sirens are screaming and the fires are howling way down in the valley tonight. There's a man in the shadows with a gun in his eye and a blade shining no so bright. There's evil in the air and there's thunder in the sky and a killer's on the bloodshot streets.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Great Bear Show, Dakota Freedom Gold Rush fame, Tough Shed's Ultimate Man Cave, 220-foot Super Zip Line, Laser Tag, Sea Breacher, Genovators, Flash Dogs, Kids Trout Fishing Pond, Rock Climbing Wall, Bass Fin Fishing Demonstrations, all this and more as Crown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year, the 30th Annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show, today through Sunday at the Fairgrounds in Anderson, all new with acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, display, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prices on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping and RV accessories, hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, backcountry horsemen. Sign up to win a Gold Quest adventure with Dakota Fred or a Columbia River fishing trip. There's something for every member of the family today through Sunday. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there.
Welcome back to V5 Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Dubai. Linda was singing last night. She's running around this morning. We're going to link up, of course, a little bit later on. It is 27 minutes until 9 o'clock here at KCNR 1460. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue across from the subway right there. Best haircuts in town. Veteran-owned business gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. Think about that. Go in there. It's sitting there. You talk. You chat. Catch up on your guns and ammo magazines, your car and track, or flying. Or you know, there's no like Cosmopolitan in there or anything, and you're not going to see Dr. Phil on the TV. No. Man's Last Stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. We all go there. And walk down the street. What do you have? Classic Cafe with Millie and Kathy putting in all that new stuff after that big fundraiser. They are so appreciative to everybody. And you can get chipped beef on toast and SOS there in the mornings. And have great breakfast and lunches. Cypress on the Classic Cafe. All right. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you, sir?
I am as... You know what? If I was any better, I'd need permission to just continue talking. I'm not sure what that means, but I'm just really good.
Sorry, buddy.
No, I mean, I just had this guy call, and he said, they wanted somebody, when Jared said, well, who are you? And when he picked up his ticket, he says, I was the best man at his wedding. And I went, wait a minute. And Jeff just walked in. It's good seeing him again, too. What's up, Terry? What do we have to talk about?
Well, there's three different things I wanted to bring up quickly. First of all, Doug LaMalfa is in. He's here. He left last night. He's here. I don't know why he's not calling in. It could be, there could be a lot of different reasons, but he didn't call in.
He could have gotten in really late last night.
Maybe. But, you know, the other thing is, he could have. The other thing is that his position on the presidential situation, he told you about that on your own radio program.
Rubio.
He said he was for Marco Rubio, and the reason that he was is because he felt that Ted Cruz, quote, was a divider and not a uniter. That's number one. So maybe he'll be 0-3 because he was 0-for Boehner, he was 0-for McCarthy, and maybe he'll be 0-for Rubio, which would be good. Which brings in another dynamic, and that's the Republican Party establishment sort of telling us that we won't do what they want us to do, that they'll just, you know, they'll just do their own thing and pick maybe Romney or someone else to run for president.
Romney just made a statement saying he's not going to run, but wasn't that kind of pathetic? I mean, here we are they make Trump sign a pledge that he's not going to start a third party and run, if he loses the nomination, and yet they're turning on him as a leader because saying, well, look, we may start a third party. What is this?
Yeah, that's, you know, and that's, it's because they punish us. You know, it's the same thing when we're told by, unfortunately, our congressman's office that, you know, we really don't know the facts. We really don't know what's going on. We really don't understand. And then when you talk to half of them about the Constitution, they really don't know. The second thing is the Sykes Reservoir. Just so you know, fact is that was started in the Eisenhower era. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Yeah, I mean, it's been going on a long time. We still haven't got it built yet.
Well, we went to the Glenn County Rangeland Association meeting 3 months ago. We were invited to speak, Mark Baird and myself. And we went there and we talked to their panel. And here are the facts. The fact is, according to their board, who's doing the negotiation and is representing the landowners in this issue, according to their board, there won't be a shovel even put in the ground until 2025. And also the accessibility to water is 50% less than what they thought it would be.
Wow.
Now, the very next day after this meeting, the Family Water Alliance met. Governor Brown was there. It was kind of a fun thing because somebody walked up and gave him a Jefferson button. But anyway, people were there. Same issue. You know, again, the Sykes Reservoir has been a boondoggle. We spent billions of dollars on all this stuff. On all these water plans that are just not going anywhere, and now it's being told that there could be an endangered species out there that would stop the whole thing.
Okay.
So that's another thing. I mean, I would have liked to ask the congressman about that, because those are the facts. The other thing is that when you have a situation where someone goes back to Washington, D.C., and they tell you they're going to do one thing and end up doing a lot of other things, that's been the real issue with the establishment. Don't you agree? Don't you think that's been part of the problem that we've had with people going to Trump?
With people going after Trump or going to Trump?
People going to Trump,
I think
voting for Trump.
I think people that are going to Trump is because they're tired. I don't think it's just Republicans. I think it's independents. I think it's Democrats that they're tired of business as usual.
You know, it's sad because Ted Cruz virtually is an insider, but he's been fighting the whole time. I mean, he really has done some good things for the American people and stood up for them. It's just tough that he's an insider there. However, I couldn't agree with you more how the establishment is throwing a hissy fit, and I can't help but wonder, and I would have liked to ask the congressman this, if in fact where he stands with this whole thing with Romney and, you know, I mean, obviously his vote for Boehner and his support of McCarthy is
okay,
you know, disturbing to say the least. Ask him those questions and say, you know, where do you stand, and tell us what you think about the candidates.
Okay. I've got another caller. Got to run. Thanks, Terry. Yep. Okay. Good morning, Congressman Moffa.
Hi, Carl. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, you know, putting out all sorts of fires this morning, so sorry I didn't call in a bit quicker.
Well, we've got a few minutes left.
Yeah. Got in last night. Boy, what a last grind the last couple of weeks have been.
So,
and watching some of the excerpts of our Republican presidential,
are you ashamed yet?
I think the rudder's broken, man.
You know what? I don't know if you heard what the last caller was saying, and I've had another one since then. But what do you think about this? What do you think about the Republican Party? You know, that had Trump sign this letter of fidelity, you know, fealty to them that he would not start a third party, and now the upper Republican GOPs, after, you know, listening to Romney and the threats to start their, you know, to start a third party to run against Trump if he wins.
That's dumb.
I mean, what's your take on this?
The worry a while back was Trump would do his own thing. No, we don't want him to do that. And we shouldn't start our own thing if Trump's a nominee. I mean, it's just, you know.
Would you support?
You've got to be consistent and you got to be smart here. I mean, you know, Trump's not the ideal guy. And for those that are Trump people, I get the frustration. I get the perception that you think Republicans don't do anything or stand for anything, or that we're back there just giving the president everything that he wants. You know, that's pretty tiresome for me, because me and my staff, we work our tails off to try and make things happen and just have people think, oh, you guys are just going to give it all away to the president. You know, the difference between a Republican majority in the House and the one we have in the Senate and a Democrat one would look like the year 2008 to 2010, when they gave them Obamacare, they gave them cash for clunkers, and gave them Dodd-Frank, which is killing investment, gave them $800 billion of just out-of-the-air stimulus package spending. You know, we stop gun control stuff, we limit spending, but we are in a divided government. We have a president that doesn't help us do anything down at 1,600, and a Senate that requires 60 votes and requires 6 votes being given to us by Harry Reid to move anything of substance. It takes him a month to grind a bill out, such as Keystone Pipeline. So, yeah, I'm frustrated too, but I'm also frustrated we're pointing our guns at ourselves, doing a circular firing squad that, you know, is just hurting us. You know, one of my California Democrat colleagues, who's a friend of mine, nice guy, but he was walking around the House floor yesterday. He had a little Trump sticker he'd pull out of his pocket. He wouldn't stick it on his jacket, but he'd pull it out and just laugh at us, you know. They are laughing at us over there, okay? And if we don't get to a rational point here, and, you know, if it's Trump, then we'll have to suck it up and make it work. But, you know, I can't identify what his positions are on issues. You know, just saying that, you know, hey, we're gonna build the wall and make Mexico pay for it. Well, come on, you know. And he is going to have to work. Whoever the president is going to have to work with a Congress, because that's the three legs of the legislative stool there: House, Senate, and White House. So, you know, I'm not trying to start a bashing session on any one candidate, but people are just using anger to lash out and grasp at anything, instead of maybe channeling that frustration into something rational here and picking one of the candidates. Maybe it isn't one of these candidates, but I chose Marco Rubio because he's a guy I think that has my values. Yeah, you can question immigration stuff, but whatever. He pulled back from that because it was a bad deal. So that, and I think he's a guy that can take conservative values and win in November, whereas Cruz offends people, Trump offends people, and Kasich, who looks great on paper, doesn't turn anybody on, you know, and
yeah.
He had that Medicare thing. So we don't put perfect candidates. There's no perfect candidates in the world, so we're all doing the best we can. For people to say, well, I'm going to stay home and not vote because I didn't get my guy, whoever it is, or you're trying to stick my guy, you know, we're just condemning ourselves to 8 years of whoever doesn't get indicted on the Democrat side. Stop there.
Well, you know what? Last night, every one of the candidates said that they'd support Trump. If he got the nomination, every one of them said they'd support him.
Yeah, I didn't get to see it. It was on the airplane last night.
Well, I read it was like headlines today. It wasn't like they were real happy about it. You know, they said, well, you know, it's not going to happen. But if it did,
well,
I would support
it. At the end of the day, the people are picking the nominee here. The people picked McCain in 08, like it or not. The people picked Romney in 12, like it or not. And they're going to do her, because it isn't, everybody says, the party's doing this, party's doing that. Well, the only scenario where something would change is if nobody has the 50% plus one number of delegates needed when they get to the convention. If nobody has that majority, that means the public did not settle on somebody that they want. So that means it goes to the convention, and then you have a brokered situation. So if the Trump people want to scream about that, then they should have got their 50% plus one. If he's able to do that, then I guess I'll be one of the ones in line saying, no, we can't go against what the voter said, otherwise we look like the corrupt other side. So, you know, look at their superdelegates and all that nonsense. So, you know, we're kind of having to accept what the people are doing, and most of the time I do like what they do. I'm concerned that, some of the reasons is just lashing out in anger instead of really looking at what's going to be a good way to govern what the founders had set up. The founders didn't set up a country that's just governed by anger and by fad. They've been very deliberative. That's why, you know, they had a Senate that takes a long time to figure anything out, very frustrating when we got to get reform done and things like that. But they meant to have a deliberative process. And for people that believe in the system, that have a faith and a belief system that they bring with them, we had a pretty good functioning government 200 years ago.
Well, that was 200 years ago. We're going to kind of skip the break, and I'm going to just do a couple live reads. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. For over 20 years, have been outstanding in what they've done with HVAC here in Northern California, and voted best in the North State in 2015. A veteran-owned business, Martin knows how to take care of his customers and his people. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service. If you have an emergency, but anything, he's there to help. Give him a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest is Congressman Doug Emhoff, and we want to keep rolling on this. I want to switch over to what's going on in the Klamath Dam takedown. I mean, it seems like we're in the middle of backdoor, secret door, you know, policies going on here. Should we be surprised?
I guess you shouldn't be surprised, but I would come back to the front of the issue and say, if it was such a great deal with this great consensus, everybody, and they're mad at Congress for not approving something, then how come there isn't more people just latched onto it? It's basically farmers and ranchers up there with a gun to their head saying, go with this agreement or we'll cut off your water completely. Environmentalists whispering into the ears of the tribes up there saying, oh, this will be great, this will be great. And government agencies that have the basically are infiltrated with the environmental appointees after all these years that buy it as well. They don't, they don't believe in hydroelectric power. They don't believe in anything that is what used to be called progress. Now it's called progressive to tear it all out. So they've had initiated a couple meetings recently. One was in Sacramento, 10 days ago, and a couple of our team went down there to do that. They didn't really want us there, but they were afraid to kick us out. And so we got a lot of information out of that and found out about their meeting up in Portland, Oregon, that they had on Monday or Tuesday it was. My staff went up for that, and they weren't happy with having us be there either. And actually, they weren't happy that I was live, receiving live texts and talking about that in the Natural Resources Committee in front of Secretary Sally Jewell is what her Interior Department was doing right then in Oregon, in behind closed doors without public input. So they're a little angry with us. And some of those deals, some of the folks up there wanted to have this settlement are angry with us. I imagine I got some ranchers and farmers up there mad with us too. So for those that think, I'm just a suck up to whatever agriculture wants. No, I'm going to be for the right thing, and tearing these dams out is not the right thing. We're going to have more and more need for renewable power in California, and this is renewable power. Instead, we're going to have to get it from windmills and solar panels, which cost 8 times much per megawatt to produce, and that all is borne by the taxpayers. We're going to have to pay $250 million out of the state bond, according to Jerry Brown's budget of so-called water bond, to remove these dams. And they're going to do it behind closed doors. They're going to use federal money and federal people being paid federal salaries and travel and hotels and all this to go have these secret meetings without us there. No way, man.
I think not. Hey, we've got all these comments coming. One of them says, would you campaign and support Trump if he wins the nomination?
I'm a supporter of Marco Rubio. I'm not ready to start really down that path yet. But what I have said all along in 08,
right,
when McCain wasn't my choice, and 12, when Romney kind of was my choice, that we need to vote our idealism in the primary, whoever you like, whether it's Ben Carson, who's a great guy, Marco Rubio, who I have a lot of confidence in, or any of them. Vote for your conscience in the primary. Once the primary is over with, we need to unify behind the Republican candidate nominee.
Okay.
So I'm going to wait till after the convention to see who that is before I start.
But you're still, whoever it is, you're behind them, and you're going to campaign.
We should be behind our nominee, yes, sir.
All right, good. Okay. We had a caller earlier that said, you know, nobody's, first of all, it's hard to start businesses in California. Anyway.
I'm not sure why you would.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
I shouldn't say
and
that.
And then, you've got.
I'm on a rant this morning, Carl. I've been 2 weeks back there. And it's just been go ahead.
Hey, you know what? You need to do this every day because this just releases all my aggression. I just releases it. Just, you know, I just get it out there and just go, hey, there we go. Then I can, you know, Linda says, oh, you're such a good mood today. So, well, yeah, I get to
just
say.
Just don't release it on a ballot, okay? Just don't release it on how you decide who you're going to elect as your representatives. We'll vent on the radio, we'll vent other places, but let's be productive when we get down to who's going to actually run the levers of this government here. So go ahead.
Is it? I'm looking, and everybody, I think, is saying the same thing. Everybody I talk to, Democrats and Republicans, what the hell's happened here? Hillary Clinton? I mean, she could be indicted tomorrow. Bernie Sanders? And then our group of people that are killing, you know, that are in a mud race.
Well, okay, let's just split this for easy numbers. 50% are the Democrats and 50%
yeah,
are the Republicans.
Okay.
You know if that's not accurate.
No,
you know. 50% want either Bernie or Hillary because that's all they got to pick from.
Right.
I mean, that's pretty sad for them. That's pretty sad. You know, I don't know if they just ever, like, got a moderate Democrat out of, like, Nebraska or someplace, they'd roll the place, wouldn't they? Wouldn't you think?
I would think they would.
You know, our side, you know, we had a whole bunch of candidates early on that, you know, brought a lot of different things to the table. You know, I mean, I liked Scott Walker a lot back then. He was a governor, and you know, the Trump thing just kind of sucked all the air out of the room. There was no oxygen left for a bunch of those good candidates. So, I don't know what, you know, again, it comes down to people are so angry after 7.1 years of Obama that they're just kind of grasping for anything. It's kind of like saving a drowning person in a way. They're going to pull you down. And folks, we got to take a breath and look rationally at what the policy is these people are going to bring in. And we're just attacking each other, you know. You don't like Rubio because he had a discussion about Gang of Eight. He wanted to actually see if something could be done about immigration. Doing nothing about immigration means we still have what we have, right? So, now LaMalfa's for amnesty. No, that isn't it, okay? We need to control our borders. We need to have people that do come across have documents. Rubio's getting called all sorts of names because of that. Ted Cruz, you know, I mean, he's a staunch conservative, but I don't think, well, I'm going to get into opinions here, but there's a whole list of reasons why people don't like Ted Cruz. You can find a whole bunch of reasons why they don't like Trump, but Trump says, well, he says it like it is. You know, he's willing to say whatever he wants. Well, that's probably what's wrong with society these days, because we're not nice to each other anymore. We say whatever we want to say without thinking about who it's hurting or how it's affecting, and we write obscenities on our front of our T-shirt and walk around the mall like that. It's just, you know, the coarseness of society is not going to be improved by just lashing out and picking the first thing that shiny comes along. We could have rational people running things, you know. Kasich looked great on paper, but, you know, he's not energizing anybody, and I wasn't very happy with his Medicare handling, you know, basically rubber stamping Obamacare in Ohio, but, you know, I mean, I'll take him any day over what the corrupt Hillary and the free everything Bernie Sanders. It's just... I don't know what's happening, man.
Congressman, I can tell you, they're mad because, and Trump is out there, and he doesn't, you know what, as somebody's pointed out, hey, he's only gotten 40%. He's got 35 to 40% of the people, but when you have these primaries broken up into so many people running, that's all it takes to keep winning. And that, but that they think that he doesn't have more than that. But somebody is saying things that everybody's thinking. They are at that point in their lives with the government.
Well, they would all say it. They would all say it. You know, that Cruz will say it, Rubio will say it on immigration, on controlling the border, on the budget, on gun control. And they will all say similar things, but I think they articulate it a little more calmly, whereas people are looking for a reaction. You know, I imagine you got half the phone lines are angry now, but, you know, I can't sit here.
I can't even begin to read some of these.
Yeah.
Well, once Ted Cruz says get rid of the IRS, you know.
All I'm asking is that people look at who it is and rationally think, what is their policy going to be, you know, and make a choice that we can win with in November. You know, I personally believe Trump has a seat of, like you said, Carl, about 35 to 40%. You ought to see all the Republicans, all the women, a lot of people that say there's not a chance I'm going to vote for Trump. And these are Republicans that should be, you know, sticking with the nominee.
Right.
Then how's that going to apply to the independents that are about 20, 25% of them out there that don't like either party, and they're going, what is this guy? And then the handful of Democrats that we usually have to pull over to our side from Democrat ranks there, you know. So, I mean, you know, maybe Trump is attracting a few Dems, too. Trump's talking about, hey, I can win in New York, and I can win in Pennsylvania. You know, maybe it'll work out. But, man, we are taking a giant chance with a whole core of people that are on our side that are saying, this is too crazy for me. And so if people would just back up a little bit, you don't have to scream at me about it, but just more about, is this really going to work when you look at the math? Because the math is November. The math is not right now.
Okay, we have people.
Want to talk about something else?
Well, I think we have people lined up would like to ask you questions. So we've got like about 4 minutes left. So, Mark, you have a question for Congressman LaMalfa?
Yeah, I do. Hi, Congressman. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, the question that I have is why does the Republican Party itself continue to ignore the people that make it up? I mean, we are sending tens of thousands of emails, letters, phone calls to every representative in the state of California, and not one single person will respond. We
respond to my
office
as best as we can. We do like
no, I understand that, but the people are trying to say
something.
We get
on the phone with you here. We do town halls. I do every medium that I physically can and my limited staff can do. What is it we're ignoring? Tell me what is it we're not answering.
I understand that, but what I'm talking about is the party in general. In other words, the people are trying to say something to the party, and I think the reason for this is they're being ignored, and I just wonder what's the answer to that party that ignores the people who make it up.
I don't speak for a party. I speak as a representative, and I can sit in that room with 200 others there. We all feel it and hear it. We do hear it. But we have to implement within the structures that we have a way to get there. And we have a divided government. We have a Democrat in the White House and a Senate that doesn't have 60 votes. So we're going to be taking up the United States budget here pretty soon. And we can't pass one without a little bit of Democrat buy-in in the Senate and something the President signed. Otherwise, we're getting to the end of the year when we do these terrible continuing resolutions, you know, the omnibus stuff this year and the cromnibus last year. This is what happens when we can't advance our cause a little at a time. Sir, Mark, I want to do giant leaps in the right direction, and I got at least 150 or out of 200 other Republicans in the House that want to do it the same speed, and probably more. But we have this form of government that doesn't move quickly. And we have a media that is out there perpetrating. Trump is a creation of the media. Fox News gives him all the time he wants, and the other ones are propagating this as well, and they're making him into this gigantic thing, and he hasn't had to spend any of his own money to sell who he is, and people are buying that. So we do hear it, we do know it, and And but don't call the party. Talk to your representative, because the party is this is just a vehicle for which we pull together with like ideas as a group. The Republican platform is still, if you just read the platform and forget, you know, the people and the hijinks, it's still the right platform for a conservative. And so I try to adhere to that as much as, you know, 99%, I think. So
okay,
hey, Congressman, have some faith that we are back there feeling the same thing you are. Yeah, you know, if we're not getting our emails out is good enough, I apologize, but it's just.
I think it wasn't specifically at you, Congressman. As he says, it's just there's lots of people writing to the party, and it is made up of people, right?
No, this isn't directed at any one person.
No, it's just the whole overall.
I don't think the party is getting the message that the people are trying to send it. That's my only.
I think with Trump, maybe the now that's got, I think it's got everybody's attention, because I think that people are saying, hey, look, there's something we need to change.
The party hears it loud and clear. But again, I don't speak for a party. We just happen to, it's an association, okay? If that makes sense. The party is a mechanism to run an election. But we, as the Republicans, as the conservatives, as real Americans, feel the same thing you do, from the frustration from people getting kicked off their ranch and them tearing dams out, and et cetera, et cetera. And so we got to figure out a way to work through this, because the American public voted in a way to give us two terms of Obama in a Senate that doesn't function with 60 votes. They gave them, you know, I mean, they got everything they want between 2008 and 10 when they had the White House, the Senate, and the House. And we've been reeling from that.
Hey, we have to run.
The circular firing squad, Mark, if I can say this to you. You know, if you hear people saying, oh, yeah, the Republicans are all the same, or they're not working for us, like, look at what we actually say and do, and start. Let's point the firing squad instead of circular back out at really who the bad guys are in this thing, and that's the ones that propagate the EPA and the Forest Service that doesn't let people on land or rather let the forest burn, and the ones that they're tearing down the values of this country. Republicans are still for this stuff, but we have our own conservative organizations shooting us in the back like that instead of sending our Tea Party people, which. You know, they're angry. They spend more time complaining about Republicans instead of the real enemy on this thing. And, you know, we're not perfect, but we still stand for these things. I'm sorry I'm ranting this morning here, but maybe I'm not sorry. But
it's not a real rant, because you didn't say things like, you know, she should burn.